This podcast is sponsored by G Certified Program.
Hello friends, my name is Divya. The take today is sabbatical to take or not to take. You know, every once in a while, it's a pretty good idea to stand back and look at ourselves, who we are, what we are doing, where we are going. Living is a lot like painting a mural. You have to stand back in a while to make sure the picture is coming out the way you want it to. Sabbatical, in a way, helps you in painting this mural right. Sabbatical is about yourself. You may not attend seminars. You may not even carve out a career plan for yourself. You might end up discovering a hobby or a hidden talent which you always nurtured secretly, you know, in your subconscious mind. Sabbatical, in a way, releases this trapped energy, you know. It helps you set up an alternate career plan and perhaps even give you a little bit direction by planning it out in for the future, doing a little bit of hard work. Now, let me be honest over here. The decision to take a sabbatical will never be easy. And it will be all the more difficult if you are the only earning member of your family. The situation gets further complicated if you have debts to pay off. Thus, deciding on a career break depends a lot on your personal life, your present and the future you plan. But think about it. We go on and on with our career until we burn out. I personally feel that retirement is a very respectable term for the word burnout. And then when we burn out or reach the retirement age, we realize that we have missed so many opportunities in life. And it, you know, hurts even more, you know, to see a life you lived mechanically without pursuing the dream you wished. Having been the person who has taken a sabbatical, I can say this with guarantee that once you take a sabbatical, it makes you appreciate work. And it just not refreshes your mind, but it also makes you like your nosy colleagues, bossy managers, and a typical routine, a boring work day. It revives your energies and gives you a chance to focus on your personal development and maybe even pursue a hobby. It is not a common thing for men to have a gap year in their resume. Interestingly, it is okay for women to have career breaks in their CVs. Now, here is a gender bias, you know. I feel that even men should have the privilege to take time off from their work. A sabbatical should give you an opportunity to focus on your individual development. You should have enough time to analyze yourself. You know, when you analyze yourself, you should actually think about the task you really enjoy, where you are now and where would you like to see yourself in the future, what experience, skills or knowledge you are lacking, what are your strengths and how do you want to work on them, how do you expand your expertise, how do you broaden your leadership skills, which management development programs you should attend. Now, there can always be a counter question to this, that we can do this even with a job. And I feel that let us counter it with another question. How many of us have done this with a job? See, a job comes with its own set of duties and responsibilities, which we cannot shrug off. There are deadlines to meet and targets to achieve. All this becomes so mechanical that even the weekends are sold out in preparation of the coming hectic weeks. To add to this, the personal situations which we face at some or the other stage in life, the peace to carve out a plan and rejuvenate energy is what sabbatical offers. It gives you the required time to spend with your family. In fact, this is the time when you can reconnect with your family in a completely different way. You will be surprised by the results and the impact it has on your mental health. It will give you more cheerful, happy, and a longer stress-free time. Unlike the current mindset where a career break is about a diploma or a degree program, I see a gap in career as a way to rejuvenate the energy and come back sharper than before. Some companies these days do understand why you need a sabbatical and grant to their loyal employees one. So loyalty does pay off in a way. But even if your organization doesn't give you a break, you can still plan for one with meticulous strategy and solid financial planning.
This podcast was sponsored by G Certified Program.